Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. I remember growing up as a kid, two local television stations were always in a desperate struggle to try and outdo one another, to gain the largest market share in our community. They came up with all kinds of novel ideas to try and outdo the other one. But I still remember the day when one of those television stations rolled up in their shiny new mobile van with the words, "Eyewitness News," slapped all over the vehicle. Everything that was necessary to do a remote live broadcast was contained in that van. Now live feeds could be broadcast from the site of the fire or the tornado, the crime scene, the demonstration or the city council meeting. We were eyewitnesses to history as it was unfolding. Today, this all seems pretty blasé. We have many 24-hour news channels with reporters in every part of the world. But the basic premise remains the same. We want to see the news as it happens. We want to see it for ourselves. We want to see and hear it. We think we need to be in the middle of it to get a first-hand account of what is actually transpiring. But of course, it has to be from the safety of our own armchair. Have you ever given any thought to the fact that Christianity is news? Good news. In fact, that's what the term gospel literally means. Good news. It is news, an account of actual historic events. These events were accomplished by historical figures in a real location 2,000 years ago. And eyewitness testimony has come down to us through the writers of the Gospels, folks like Matthew and John. They were there. They saw. They touched. They heard and they experienced what Jesus did and said in Palestine. These are real accounts. They did not take place once upon a time or in a make-believe land. No, they are real, historic events that took place in space and time. They are news, and because they are news, it means they are to be broadcast far and wide. In the ancient world, a designated herald was to go throughout the land declaring news of how the battle or the economy or the lawmaking was going. The news he proclaimed was not merely an opinion or a suggestion or good advice. It was fact. And the good news announced by the apostles is also fact. When they declare that Jesus has risen from the dead, they do so because they have seen him. They have touched his physical body. They've heard him speak. And they, over 500 of them, have experienced firsthand the resurrected Jesus of Nazareth. The apostle John, in the first chapter of his first epistle, writes, "That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our own eyes, which we have looked upon and have touched with our own hands, concerning the word of life, the life was made manifest, and we have seen it, and we testify to it, and proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and was made manifest to us. That which we have seen and heard, we proclaim to you, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And we are writing these things so that our joy may be complete." The apostles confess that Jesus Christ physically rose from the dead after being crucified on a cross under the direction of the Roman governor Pontius Pilate, at the instigation of the Jewish religious leaders, particularly the high priest Caiaphas. These are all known historical figures, and they are attested to even outside of the New Testament. In fact, the apostles encourage their audiences to investigate the good news for themselves, to find out that it was accurate and true. Peter, preaching in Jerusalem only 50 days after Jesus' resurrection, declares that the one they had crucified was risen. His tomb was empty, and they should investigate these facts for themselves. He sums up his announcement of the good news by saying, "Let all the house of Israel therefore know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified." Acts chapter 2, verse 36. Similarly, the Apostle Paul invites the people of Corinth to investigate the resurrection for themselves to see if it really is true. The gospel, the good news, that Paul preached to them was centered on the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ in space and time. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 and following, "For I delivered to you as first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. Then he appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time. Most of them are still alive, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, and then to all the apostles. Last of all, as one untimely born, he appeared also to me." From that first Easter morning until the end of time, the resurrection of Jesus of Nazareth is of the utmost importance to Christians. This historical, physical, space and time event is the heart and the soul of the Christian message. As Paul notes in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, if the resurrection of Jesus did not take place, our faith is futile. We are still in our sins, and we make God out to be a liar. Everything hangs upon the authenticity of this good news. But as Paul, an eyewitness, announces in 1 Corinthians 15:20, "But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia." Let us pray. O Lord Jesus Christ, by your glorious resurrection, in which you did appear alive and immortal to your disciples and your faithful followers, during that 40 days when you abided with them in sweet conversation, in which by many infallible truths, speaking of things pertaining to the kingdom of God, you did comfort them and assure them of your actual resurrection, removing all doubt from their hearts, we ask you, O Lord, grant that we may be numbered among those who are foreordained by God to be witnesses of your resurrection, not only by word of mouth, but in reality of good works, for your honor and your glory, who with the Father and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns ever one God, world without end. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.